The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11. Good morning, make it at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA. It's a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and satellite offices in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. No matter where you are in the state, you can give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Okay, good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and you like to read our blogs and our newsletters, make sure to go to our show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. We got like 12, 13,000 people on our email list now. It's
wow.
Really awesome. And by joining each week, you'll get announcements about our show, our blog, our seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, we're still going with voting. There's so much. I have three crazy meetings coming up this week.
I know you're not looking forward to it.
And the topics don't end. So this tomorrow we talk about voting certificates, trusts, powers of attorney, and other complications that arise at your elections. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
So last week was all about elections. We spoke about staggered terms, candidate information sheets. You can't do it on both sides,
right,
even if you want to do it in two different languages, whether or not they can be in two different languages, and when is the deadline to vote. Today, let's start off by talking about all the new laws that got passed this legislative session in Tallahassee regarding our condominiums and HOAs.
All the new laws. Okay, this is going to be the fastest topic we ever spoke about on this show. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
So let's talk about every single new law this year that was passed in regards to condos and homeowner associations. And here we go. You ready? Okay, we're done.
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, neither did the Florida legislature. You know, despite the fact that there were a bunch of bills that were filed regarding community associations, not a single bill in regards to condos or HOAs passed this year, not one. And, of course, that includes our bill that would have provided some relief for owners that live in a Florida homeowner association.
Isn't it unusual for not a single law affecting community associations to get passed in an entire year?
You know, usually there are some changes. There's a few changes to the statutes each year, and the changes usually even clarify some confusion in the statute, kind of tighten things up a bit. But this year, amazingly, not a single change. And yeah, Karen, I'd say that's somewhat unusual for nothing at all to get passed.
Well, remember, maybe the members of the Florida legislature simply believe that if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yeah, well, you'd have to be delusional, I guess, though, to believe that the Florida Community Association statutes are perfect and don't need any fixing. You know, the legislators, they were presented with lots of bills. Some were certainly better than others. And they know that some things certainly need fixing, but it's simply not a priority here in Florida. As a homeowner, there is simply no priority for you. You know, condominiums maybe a little bit. You're in an HOA, forget it. Nobody cares about you at all. If, on the other hand, you know, the banking or developer lobby needed some changes to the statutes, that would have gone to the top of the list, and it would have gotten attention. Yeah, as
they have the money.
That's it. He who has the money makes the rules. And, you know, bankers needed some change. That change would have went through. But if you're a lowly homeowner in Florida, the legislature is looking at you and basically saying, you just be quiet and be happy with what you have.
So it's wait until next year all over again?
Yeah, it is. It's just let's see what happens next year. But if you notice, on this show, I didn't spend 1 second talking about any of the community association bills that were filed. Not a second. I knew, you know, certainly we could have done shows about what was filed, what's, you know, possibly on the horizon, but I didn't waste 1 second of the show's time on it because I kind of figured nothing would get done this year anyway, and we turned out to be right. Some of the bills that were filed were so downright ridiculous, and let me give an example just how silly some of the laws were that were actually proposed. There's one legislator, and he has he's in the district in Central Florida, and there's one community in that district that has over 7,500 homes, and there's always fighting in that community. So what does this legislator do? He files a bill that would require associations to put their official records on a mandatory association's website. Sounds like a good idea, right?
Right.
You know, sounds, you know, maybe it makes sense. But get this. His actual bill said it will only apply in communities of 7,500 homes or more.
Which, how many of them are there? I mean,
yeah,
in the whole state of Florida,
right.
how many communities have 7,500 homes?
I would say no more than a handful.
Oh, boy.
But this legislator wanted legislation passed that would basically affect only one client in his district. That's it. Forget the needs of the other tens of thousands of communities. You know, I'm so into myself that I'm going to just try to have one law passed that helps one client. Basically, that's the legislation that was filed. Total joke. So for now, everybody, you have the current laws, and you have to play the cards you're dealt. Bottom line, good luck. How about we take our first call of the day, and we go to David in Tampa.
Good morning.
How are you, David?
Great, Eric. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure
my
thing.
Question is, I'm in an HOA. I do not have reserve accounts, but I'm trying to change that. I remember from an HOA training that there was a case that allowed the board to establish reserves the first time as opposed
that's exactly right. Okay, a little different. We'll give you a little bit of background. As long as the show caters to both condos and HOAs, we'll give you how they both treat it. So condos, when you do your budget every year, reserves are mandatory. Everybody who's listening from a condo, when you send out your budget, you shall include fully funded reserve accounts unless it's waived down by the people that live in the community. HOA, a little different. HOA, the statute does not say shall. There's only a couple of different ways that reserves wind up in the budget of an HOA. Number one, it could have been put there by the developer, right? And if it was put there by the developer and it's in your documents, it stays. Number two, the unit owners themselves can vote to actually have reserves put in the budget. And once the unit owners vote to have reserves put in the budget, reserves shall go into the budget each year thereafter. And the third way of having reserves put in the budget is the board can do it themselves. And a lot of board members don't realize that in an HOA, but if you're on an HOA board and your budget does not include reserve accounts, you as the board can actually establish reserve accounts. The only limitation on that is you have to check your governing documents and see if there's language in there that puts a cap on the amount of money your budget can go up in any 1 year. So if you have no cap, then the bottom line is you can establish reserve account. No problem.
And was there a precedent? Was there a legal case I can refer to?
There's a Florida statute in that regard. I don't have the exact statute in front of me. But when we go to break, we'll figure out which exact statute I can point you to in 720, and I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dave. All right. Taking your calls at 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. Let's take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some very important reasons why this year it may be more important than ever to have your attorney at your annual meeting. I really think community association managers are going to want to hear this as well. Again, right back, 877-850-8585. We'll be right back.
Association Services of Florida, or ASSOCIA, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the ASSOCIA family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry. Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website, cdri.net.
Good morning. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, answering all of your questions about condo and HOA living at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right, as we were saying before, like this week especially, I think I'm running from meeting to meeting to meeting this week in condo and HOA elections. And, hey, what do I have to tell those people that get elected? You got 90 days to get certified one way or the other, and if you don't, technically you are off the board. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze Board Certification class that is now certified over 11,000. I think I need to start saying 12,000
yeah.
Floridians now. And we got the classes coming up.
That's right. They are free classes for everyone coming up quickly, and space is filling up fast. Here are our next events.
All right, March 30th, also coming up, 8:30 a.m., Palm Beach Convention Center at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo. A lot of people registered for that already.
April 20th, 8:30 a.m., Tampa Bay Convention Center.
And like we said last week, it's official, we're making the announcement now. May 1st, 2016, at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, we're going to do our live radio show and our board certification class, and I think we know how quickly that fills
so
up.
So much fun.
Yeah, that is going to be a great day. Again, May 1st, we'll have breakfast for everybody. I'll teach our board certification class. We'll do the live radio show
at
and everybody.
Noon that day.
And that day it'll be at noon, yeah, and it's going to be jam-packed, and we really appreciate when everybody comes out. And we have a live audience for the show, a lot of fun.
Oh, my God, I love doing
that. Give out awards.
There's several hundred people. We
yeah.
give out awards, yes.
Yeah, it'll be a lot
the
of fun.
The food is free. The certification is free.
Right.
The fun is free.
Exactly. So it should be a lot of fun, just like it is every single year. Something I really look forward to every year, and I know you too, Karen.
I do.
As
I love
well.
It.
All right, and board members, again, don't get certified by signing that ridiculous affidavit. Come get certified at least on May 1st at the show. Come do a live radio show.
Yeah.
Come sit through the course and get certified all on the same day.
It's at the Hard Rock.
Come
you
eat
can
something
gamble.
That's at the Hard Rock. Exactly. We'll even do a Blackjack 101 course with him. How about that? All right, come learn something again for a few hours. It's fun. It's educational. You're with your peers in a great environment, and the seminars, believe me, they fill up fast, and don't get shut out. And even come at your board, the manager.
Yeah.
Why the manager gets credit as well. So, again, come learn something together as a group. How do they register?
Well, it's easy enough. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or download the CondoCraze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on Register for Our Seminars. There's a tab for that right there.
Pretty simple. All right, again, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. And in a matter of fact, Barbara from Deerfield. How are you, Barbara?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it all the time. Thank you. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
My neighbor is 78 years old. He's on disability. He asked me to call because he knows I'm always listening to the show. He's home. He's listening to this. So that's Larry. And anyway, the association fees have gone so incredibly high here that really there's quite a few of us who were upset and we can't afford it. So him especially, he's on disability, as I said. He doesn't know if he should foreclose. What is the process? How long before they come knocking on his door and they tell him to get out, or they put a note on the door that he can't get in and out or out?
Okay. Needs to relax, because if nothing has happened yet, in other words, if he hasn't got sued by the bank or from the condo association, he's a long way off from having to deal with something like that. You know, it's a problem in condominiums, not as much perhaps as in homeowner associations, but in condos, yeah, the assessments can go, can get raised quickly. You have situations where insurance goes up dramatically in 1 year. Guess what? Your rates, your assessments are going to go up dramatically in 1 year. Security goes up dramatically in 1 year. Your assessments are going to go up. You know, whatever other expenses the association comes up with. And if you're in on a fixed income, it could be a problem. And there is no simple answer to it. To say that there's an answer for, you know, people who are in their 70s or 80s to fix this, there isn't. The condo gets a bill every year, or a set of bills every year or every month that have to get paid. And it's simple. It gets divided out by everybody, and everybody got to pay their share. End of story. It's irrelevant whether or not you're on Social Security. It's irrelevant whether or not your children are helping you or not. The bottom line is those bills have to get paid. And unfortunately, a lot of elderly people sometimes find themselves in a very difficult position. Now, that being said, if he's worried about getting kicked out, I would tell him that typically it's far more important. Not that it's important to pay both, but the association, the condo association, typically acts much faster than a bank would act. So it's if you've given up on it and you renounced yourself to, I'm not going to pay this anymore, I don't care if I lose it anymore, I would tell you to pay your association quicker than paying the bank. Why? Because the association, when you don't pay, they typically can get to court fast and get a judgment against you a lot faster than the banks typically do. And
Is there a specific amount of time or more or less amount of time?
Well, if a bank files...
It
depends what his mortgage says, but typically there's languages in everybody's mortgage that says the bank has to give you certain notification in advance if they want to foreclose. So once you're behind typically like 60 or 90 days, then they got to send you out a letter that probably gives like another 30 days advance notice that that they're going to foreclose on you within another 30 days. Then you get served eventually with a summons and complaint, and that certainly could be a month or two after that. Then you have 20 days to file a response to that lawsuit. Typically what happens in court, then someone goes and gets a lawyer, they ask for an extension of time, and that 20 days that you wind up having to respond in, the 20 days turns into 60 days, 90 days or more. And then you can file a response, and you can drag out, you know, lawyers, there are firms out there that will drag out this type of a lawsuit forever. It can go on for years, quite frankly. I'm not telling him to do that. I'm just telling him
no,
typically how this goes down in court is even if a bank were to sue you today, if you get an attorney who knows what they're doing, you're still going to be in the house certainly a year or two from the time you actually get served. And then I don't know if Larry has other issues, but in terms of finances, but Larry may even consider the filing of Chapter 7 bankruptcy or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and that would keep him in the house even longer. So, you know, there's a lot of remedies that Larry may have at his disposal.
Right, right.
What he needs to do is talk to an attorney in that regard, perhaps a bankruptcy attorney who may be able to give him the correct advice. But it's not something
Thank you.
That you have to worry about one day.
Much.
Yeah, no, it's not that he has to worry one day about without any notice walking over to his door and there's a lock on it that says you can't come in. That's not going to happen.
Oh, he's freaking out, and he's making me freak out.
As long as he hasn't even been sued yet, so he's a long way off from anything like that happening, believe me.
Great, great. That's
okay.
Good to know. Thank you so very
okay,
much. Larry, did you hear that?
I hope Larry
hope
heard
he did.
It. All right, good luck, Larry.
Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Okay, take care. Good call from Barbara. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the 55 and over communities, sometimes if assessments go skyrocketing through the roof, people panic, and there's really not much that they can do. They're stuck, but that's how a condo works. The bill's got to get paid. There's no magic behind it, you know, and if someone doesn't pay, unfortunately, as much as you hate to say it, then it might be time to look at a different, cheaper alternative in which to live. There's, you know, again, no magic, but that's Florida. We're faced with that type of a problem.
It's funny because we were just talking about me going down that road.
Right. and you gotta ask yourself. That's why it's important, perhaps, you know, to make sure you don't live above your means. Quite frankly, if you're moving into a community where between your mortgage and your assessments, you're just barely making it now.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Why? Because you have to assume every year. While your mortgage is obviously locked in and your mortgage is going to stay the same unless your taxes go up, you do have to worry about the fact that your condo assessments, don't be surprised if that goes up 3% a year, 5% a year. You almost have to count on that.
Okay.
So, you know, that's and there's really, really no way around it. Again, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. You know what? Now may be the time for a perfect break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, when we get back, we'll talk about why it's important to have your attorney, even though you may not want your attorney. It may be real important to have your attorney at your annual meeting this year. We'll be back after this.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak to our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations. We are a clear leader in the marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about Mack, Mack & Waltz and how they can save you money and improve insurance programs, call 954-640-6225. Ask Greg Waltz, one of the owners, at extension 141 or extension 149. Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group, let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo, and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, and we are taking your phone calls about anything and everything condo or HOA oriented, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that you think our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state. You get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
Okay, looks like we have another caller, Marlon from Dania. How are you, Marlon?
Yes, how are you doing?
Okay, how can we help you?
Yeah, how you doing? We have a condo in the Dania Beach area, and we've been getting letters from our condo association that we haven't paid our condo fees. And we have documentation that we have been paying the fees, and that they have, in the past, they've made a mistake in an accounting error. And now they're holding our tenants' rent. And it's been, we've already had an attorney write them a letter saying that we want to see the full documentation of it. And we've showed them our documentation, but they haven't responded yet. And now we're going on 60 days. So yeah. I don't know, and they're not responding to anybody's letters. So I don't know what to do now.
Do they have a management company?
Yes.
Yeah, and
not a management company. It's one guy that's actually a guy who lives in the property, who is a property manager as well.
Is he a licensed property manager?
Company, maybe. I'm not sure exactly how it's
formulated. Yeah, I'd want to know. I mean, is that guy also a board member? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure he's a board member. Yes.
So he's the board member and he's the manager. You know, there's a lot of things that I'd want to figure out there. I'd want to know if he's getting paid. I'd want to know if he's licensed to do it.
Yes, he's getting paid. He has an office, a real estate office on property.
Really? Okay, and he's the manager. Yes. I'd want to know how that contract was voted upon, if it was done correctly, with a two-thirds vote of the manager.
He has multiple units in the property.
It's become
aggravating right now.
Yeah, well, there might be more here. You know, you spoke about one topic, and respectfully, there might be more here than just meets the eye. There's a lot of things that might need some investigation.
So we think some shady stuff is going down, but you know.
Yeah,
no one
well,
really
I'm you know
has the time to fight it.
Doing this long enough, I'm certainly not one of those conspiracy guys where everything that's being done in a condo is wrong. That's not what I think. But here, when you have a situation where the same guy is on the board, the same guy's doing the management, and he's getting paid, and he has a realty office there. Yeah, you know, I want to know a little more about what's going on.
Hold on one second. I just told him about the guy.
Hey, we got a show going on.
Hello?
Over here.
Hello. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know my husband's trying to fill me in on what's going on. I'm sorry. I was showing a property. What am I supposed to let you know?
No, I said what there may be a little more here than seems to meet the eye when you have somebody on the board who also has a real estate agency there that's also getting paid to manage the place.
And running three other companies through their side shows as well.
Yeah, so we got to do a little more digging, and I understand right now they're even keeping the rent that your tenant's supposed to be paying you, even though you're paid up. Just to educate our listeners, there is a law out there that allows an association to step into the shoes of and become the landlord and you have a situation where, let's say, someone owns a unit and they rent it out, and they're not paying the condo dues, but they're just keeping the rent that they collect from their tenant, right? How dare they do that? So the law now says, you know what, we're not going to allow you to do that. Hey, unit owner, we're going to now step into your shoes. We're going to collect the rent from your tenant, and we're going to apply it to our unpaid condo bills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and the law allows that if they use the correct statutory letter. I bet you they didn't even use that in this situation. And,
no, I just got the notice to place a lien on my property for non-payment of dues.
Right.
And I did supply them with all of my payments. There were two or three that were late, but they were paid in one lump sum, paid prior to me even receiving the letter, and mm-hmm. about 2 days after I received the letter, they were cashed. So they're up to date on all my payments. Each letter I received after that, even though I sent in proof of payments consecutively after that, they gave me a different amount of what was due. There's 3 months that they overcharged me, and I don't think they went back and kind of reassessed their accounting. So they have a totally different amount that's due that really
Well, we get calls like this all the time, and I give it to our in-house expert over here, Ralph Rocco, who's been doing collections in our office for about 13 years now, and Ralph deals with these type of issues day in and day out. So if you'd like, give us a call, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4 Condo Craze, and we'll not only review your ledgers and see what's going on, but I think we need to find out what's going on in that association a little more.
I would love that. I'm just going to grab a pen again real quick to write down that telephone number. I apologize for
no problem. You're going to write down 855-4 Condo Craze, okay?
Condo
and
Craze,
right, exactly. Okay?
Okay, great. I'll
you
be in touch. I appreciate your time.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585.
Now, if you have listened to our election suggestions and you're still thoroughly confused about how to handle your elections, you may be thinking that there's nothing to worry about because your community association manager will be running the meeting and simply keep everything under control. This year, however, you may be wrong, even if you have the smartest community association manager in Florida.
Yeah, and that's right, Karen. You know, we're often asked whether or not we recommend that an attorney be present at your annual meeting, or if the association should simply allow the community association manager to completely run the show that night. And we always say it's a wise move to have an attorney present, because really of the plethora of legal issues that come up during that meeting and or that election. And this year, I have to tell you, our firm is really doubling down on that suggestion and taking the position that it's really about as close to mandatory as you can get now to have your attorney present at your annual meeting, and I'll tell you why. If our listeners remember, in May, the Florida Supreme Court published an opinion that really severely curtailed what a licensed community association manager can and can't do without being accused of actually practicing law without a license, okay? So here are some of the highlights of that opinion. Again, this came down by the Florida Supreme Court in May. Florida Supreme Court held that it's considered the practice of law for a manager to determine the number of owners needed for a quorum if that determination has to be made by a review of the association's governing documents. Well, of course that determination gets made by reviewing the association's governing documents. Second, the Florida Supreme Court held that it's considered the practice of law to determine the votes necessary for certain actions which entail interpretation of certain statutes and rules. Then they held that it's considered the practice of law for a CAM to engage in activity which requires statutory or case law analysis to reach a legal conclusion.
And I would guess that every single one of these things can happen at the annual election.
They always do. Of course, you'd be right, Karen. Every single one of these things that I just mentioned happened at the annual meeting, and I can promise you with the three we have scheduled coming up this week, every single one of those things, myself and the attorneys in our office, are going to be engaged in doing. You know, typically, the very first thing that needs to be done when you get to the annual meeting is to determine whether or not a quorum is there, whether or not a quorum has been obtained. And that can only be done by reviewing the bylaws, which are part of the association's governing documents. So if you look, the very first thing that the Supreme Court says is a CAM can't perform that function,
right.
Can't decide whether or not a quorum is there or how many is needed for a quorum. And then you look at point number two in the condo scenario. The manager has to determine whether or not 20% of the eligible voters participated in the election in order to make that election even valid. And how do you learn that? You learn that by reading the statute. So that can't be done by a CAM either.
And don't you make decisions all night about who can and who can't vote?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the number one thing we're asked to do all night at these elections. And, you know, if you look at point number three, in both condos and HOAs, you know, we determine who's eligible to vote in really in like a myriad of ways, including we have to, this all happens in one night. We have to interpret other statutes in order to determine under what scenario a person's right to vote can be denied. Right. Oftentimes we get there and the board is screaming at us and saying, no, this don't count their vote. Their vote doesn't count because we suspended everybody. And I got to find out if they did that legally in accordance with law. We have to interpret arbitration decisions and case law to determine if proper notice was given before they suspended anybody's right to vote. And we have to review their governing documents to make sure that, remember the as amended from time to time language that we spoke about so often? We have to find out if that language is in there in order to find out if they have the right to suspend anybody. And if it's not, they don't have the right to do that. And there's just so much that goes into it, and really that's not all. In addition to all that, the documents need to be reviewed to determine if voting certificates are required and under what circumstances those voting certificates are required. We have to review case law. Again, if the association failed to use voting certificates in the past, but they still want to use it that evening, maybe even for the first time. We got to look at arbitration decisions regarding married couples voting. That needs to be analyzed. The voting certificates themselves have to be examined to ensure that all the owners executed that voting certificate. And oftentimes that often requires immediate access to the public records. We got to go online at the meetings and actually pull copies of the deeds. So certainly, you know, deed review and analysis of the deeds and analysis of the ownership of the units and the homes, you know, and whether or not you need voting certificates now, that's all, in my humble opinion, considered the practice of law. And the bottom line is, this can't be done by a CAM. So, you know, there's just so much more even we need to talk about. There's just a lot of legal analysis that goes into this.
And some CAMs think they are attorneys.
Well, you know, I think CAMs are wonderful, a lot of them, but they got to be careful because the law now can get them in some significant trouble if they wind up giving legal opinions. And they know this. There's a lot of people that are aching in the community to get them in trouble. So be smart.
Right.
If you're smart, have an attorney there. Why? It protects you. That's the bottom line. But let's take a break. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine. exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo, Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast on the Treasure Coast. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. He is taking your phone calls on everything condo and HOA oriented at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585.
All right, remember, download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. You get a lot when you download it at the touch of a button. Get access to all the Florida laws governing community associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. Really comes in handy during the election season. Believe me, I refer to it. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. Go directly to our show's websites, see who our sponsors are, find out all you want to know about Glazer & Associates. Can instantly send us questions and comments even when we're live on the air. Have access to all of our prior newsletters, register for our seminars, and read all our blogs that we publish online every Monday morning. A lot of information at your fingertips, all in one Condo Craze and HOAs app, again, for your iPhone or your Android device. Just give it a try and let us know what you think.
Well, Eric, not looking forward to this week. Lots of elections that you have to go and supervise.
Yes, there's going to be no sleep this week. But before we finish up on elections, how about we go to Ken in Lake Worth? How are you, Ken?
Hey, Eric, can you hear me all right?
Sure can.
Okay, good. I was on Bluetooth, so I wasn't sure. I'm a condominium president and in the process of rewriting our rules and regulations. I was wondering, when the board comes up with these proposed rules, does the general membership need to vote on them?
Okay, generally no. A little bit of background on rules and regulations. So generally the board can make rules and regulations typically regarding the common areas. And sometimes, though, you'll find a line in your bylaws that actually allow you to make rules and regulations even regarding unit use. So you got to see, your powers may actually be broader than you think they are. But typically rules and regulations are regarding the common areas. Now, a couple things you need to know about making rules and regulations. They got to be reasonable. So they got to be reasonably related to the health, welfare, and safety of the unit owners. In other words, they got to have some sense. A court will back you if they make, you know, basically any sense at all, but the bottom line is they do have to make some sense, and again, they have to be reasonably related to the health, welfare, and safety of the community. Even more important than that, though, before making a rule, you got to make sure that what you're trying to do already isn't addressed in the superior document, which is your declaration. for example, the what we like to say at the seminars is, let's say your governing documents, your declaration, your superior document, I should say, says pets are allowed, right? Pets are allowed in your community. The board is tired of pets. So the board wants to make a rule that says, we don't care what the superior document says, we're going to make a rule that says pets are now not allowed. That would be illegal in your community. Why? Because you can't change by rule something that already exists in the superior document, which is your declaration. You got to take the hard route and now amend your declaration of condominium. Okay? So a little bit of a background there about what you how you go about accomplishing your objectives.
Do the rules need any certification or notarization, that type of thing, once
No.
we adopt the new rules?
Typically, if it's regarding unit use, you have to post 14-day notice in advance of the meeting. It can't be done by your general two-day notice. It should be done by 14 days notice. It gets voted upon by the board, and needless to say, those rules should be promulgated somehow. People need to know that they passed. So if assuming they pass at that meeting, certainly someone should be sending out a letter to the community saying these rules have now been passed by the board. But do they have to be recorded in the official records of the county? No, they do not.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I wish you a lot of luck, Ken.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
How about
you.
We go to Anna. How are you, Anna? Anna, where are you calling
Hello?
From?
Hello?
Anna, is that you?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Yeah, where are you calling from, Anna?
I'm calling from a cell phone right now. I'm traveling in Florida.
Okay.
And I happen to be listening to your radio station.
Great.
And we own a condominium in the state of Florida, and I noticed that the president of the board, the condominium he lives in is owned by a family trust, and he's not even the trustee. He's just a beneficiary. Is he allowed to hold the office of director?
You see how Anna raises a very interesting issue, right? We would just, and this is what our blog is exactly about tomorrow morning. What happens when a trust owns a unit? And you have to look at the trust document itself. If this person is not the trustee of the trust, and you know the settlor of the trust is still alive, I would say no. Then if he's a beneficiary, the beneficiary of and it's not going to kick in until someone's death, then no, he has absolutely no ownership interest in it right now, and he shouldn't be sitting there on the board of directors. But again, we just got to make sure that the trust document does not say he's the trustee. If he isn't, Anna,
well,
I
did look it up, and the documents listed him as a beneficiary with somebody else as a trustee.
Yeah, then quite frankly, he may not be able to be sitting there as on the board of directors right now. And I think that's wonderful to follow up on. And as a matter of fact, what you want to perhaps do is write a letter to the board of directors, right? And you want to call it a unit owner inquiry. And by calling it a unit owner inquiry, they are required by law to get back to you. I think they have up to 60 days if they're going to seek a legal opinion. But if they don't get back to you and you wind up filing suit over this issue, and even if they win, they don't get attorney's fees against you. So by calling it a unit owner inquiry, it puts them on the clock, and they have to respond to you. And if they don't, even if they win, they don't get attorney's fees against you, but you would get it against them if you win. Okay? So write
okay,
that certified
you.
Letter.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Put that attorney for the association on notice. Very important.
Now, they would have to provide the trust document showing that he is a trustee. Is that correct?
Yeah. If you're questioning why someone's on the board and they don't have the proper ownership credentials, I want to see how they respond.
The second question is, another board member, when I looked it up, his wife is the owner of the unit, not him, and he is listed as just having the power of attorney.
Somehow she got my advanced blog. I don't know how this happened, but somehow you got it, Anna. You just hacked in. She's a Hillary. She like hacked into my email or something. I don't know what happened, but I'm telling you to read tomorrow's blog. It's about all of these issues, and the bottom line is that this happens all the time. The unit is titled in only one of the spouse's names, and somehow the other spouse gets on the board. that other spouse is not allowed on the board.
Oh, boy.
Just because they're married does not mean that the spouse has ownership interest, and that spouse can't get on the board, okay?
Thank you. Great phone call. Great question. I appreciate it. And what's the blog again?
Tomorrow is HOA-condoblog.com.
HOA-condoblog.com.
Right. Hey, what state are you from, Anna?
Florida. But like I said, I'm traveling.
Oh, you're just driving through it. I got
it. And I happen to get your channel down here in South Florida because we don't get it up in the northern part. So
gotcha.
I'm just really happy I got to get this information.
Thanks, Anna. Appreciate the phone call. Drive safe.
Thank you so much.
All
Bye-bye.
Right. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER, 1-800-30-FIBER, or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. And you don't even have to live in the community to be on the board, right?
Right.
You just have to own,
yeah,
right?
There's always some confusion about that. People will call in and say, how is this person on the board? They don't live here. Bottom line is living there does not mean a thing. As long as you own in the community, you have a right to be on that board of directors. Hey, unfortunately, you know, we have like a whole backline of calls, but we got about a minute to go in the show, so unfortunately we can't take those calls. Call earlier. We want your calls earlier in the show. Be brave. Be one of the first to call, not one of the last to call, Bo. So sorry. We'll hear from you next week. And as a matter of fact, a lot to talk about next week. We'll finish up on why CAMs need to be careful about practicing law at the annual meeting. And I think we made it pretty clear. A lot of what we do is actually practice law at these annual meetings. You know, what about if your election ends up in a tie? God forbid that happens.
God.
A lot of confusion about how to solve that issue. How about the cost involved? If everything we just spoke about, if you do wrong and you have to do it all over again. I mean, just think about that for a moment. You just spent all the money on the election, sending everything out to all the unit owners, spending all that money on postage, and because you didn't get the right help at that meeting, you did it wrong, and you now got to do it all over again. The thousands of dollars that can cost you. And, again, possible discipline against the CAM for doing any of these things without the assistance of legal counsel. So be careful, CAMs. Don't ever let your board put you in a situation, quite frankly, that you're not comfortable with. Get that opinion from a lawyer. Hey, the Canes are in the Sweet 16.
Go Miami, go University of Hawaii.
Yeah, that's your alma mater,
yes,
right? Okay,
still
so both
in
of
it.
Our alma maters
yeah,
are
Michigan
in the
State
Sweet 16.
Blew a hole in my bracket.
Amazing, right?
Oh.
But hopefully this time next week, both of our teams will still be
still
in
be
it.
In
that
it.
Would
that be
great.
Be fantastic.
All right, and on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning into another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. We will be here next Saturday at 11. Everybody have a great week. Stay well.